In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 10, Number 3111, 3111. Baruch Hashem, Toiv Kislev. You see the word Toiv? Good, because Toiv is the gematria of 17. Tezbavei is 17. So instead of saying the 17, the Rebbe writes Toiv Kislev, the good day of Kislev, Toshnev of Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing Rav Chosid, Marein Reb Nissen Sheikh Yanemanov. He was the Mashpia in France. We learned a lot of letters from the Rebbe to him. He had just visited the Rebbe on Tishrei. He's gone back. We read the Rebbe's letters, Shalom of Racha. And the Rebbe, again, is giving him some major guidelines how to approach teaching and influencing students. It's very interesting here how the Rebbe guides him. The Rebbe guides him not to enforce the rules onto the students. The Rebbe is basically going to say to him, also, don't give the students a feeling that they win because you are going to enforce it and because they're protesting and that's what you're going to give in. The Rebbe says, don't go there in the first place. If you see, let's see what the Rebbe writes. The Rebbe says, my responses to your two previous letters, for sure you have received. Apparently, he hasn't confirmed receiving them. But Rebbe says, for sure you received the responses. And now, I just received your letters of the 6th and the 12th day of Kislev. And the Rebbe says, you're correct the way you're thinking that it's not always proper to force the students to accept the decision of the anhola, of the leadership of the yeshiva. So, correct. But on the other hand, you got to be very careful. They should not interpret this as a weakness of the yeshiva or as a compromise from the yeshiva because of the pressure of the students. I mean, that would not be a good idea, apparently, right? For the students to think that they can get their way, and therefore the hanhola, the leadership, would lose any of its ability to direct these students. So the Rebbe says, therefore, the Rebbe says, in the beginning, you should estimate which items they will be able to accept and how, and that's what you do. But don't create a situation where you can't insist and then you have to give in. I would think same thing would apply in your home with your children or with those. That to begin with, sometimes you know you can't enforce the rules, so then don't make the rules in the first place, you know, and just don't, don't look for battles when you can. And the Rebbe says this is actually similar to what our sages of blessed memory say, that you cannot make a decree on a community unless they are able to hold it. In other words, don't do something you can't. Especially the Rebbe says, to make something which it's not a one-time thing, but they have to hold on to it for a long time. And the Rebbe brings another example from the Gemara. The Gemara says that we find there were some great Jewish people or prophets, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. They were ready to get killed because of Hashem, not to violate, not to worship the idols. They were ready to die for it. And, you know, they were... The Gemara says, but if they had been put through torture, maybe they would not be able to stand. One can give up his life, that's a one-time thing. But to go through a continuous torture, maybe they would give in, they would not be able to stand. Even these great tzaddikim, they would not be able to stand. The Rebbe is trying to say, especially when you make a decree, an unacceptable to the students, which is not a one-time thing, it's something they have to live with all the time, then you can't learn. So sometimes the Rebbe says, you should explain in certain areas that really this should have been totally different. In other words, you can tell them that really there should be a bigger expectation, but because they have not yet reached that level and they don't yet belong into this higher level, so therefore this is not in the wholesome way. You can say should be like on a higher level, but being that they're not yet at that level, so sometimes it's good to explain that way. So anyways, the Rebbe is giving him all various different kinds of ways to explain to the students. The Rebbe added the booklet for Yitzchak Kislev. The Rebbe says, for sure, people are preparing properly for the celebration of this clear day of Yitzchak Kislev that is coming upon us, and also to utilize the day of Hanukkah in this direction. As explained in the Maimorim of Hanukkah, that the opposition was, and that was also the miracle of the oil, pure olive oil, that was crushed for the, or squeezed for the moir, that is for the luminary, that is the teaching of Chassidus, a hint for the teaching of Chassidus. And the Rebbe, in our generation, that is the Chassidus, that's the moir, that was the miracle. Utilize this all for that. The Rebbe blesses him with success and all the above, to give good news very soon. Notwithstanding, the Rebbe says, your telegram about the health of your son, Sholem Duber, that he's going back to his health, that he's healthy. By the way, he's the one that runs the yeshiva now, in his father's place, is this, that's actually the other son. He had one son named Sholem Ber, but now with the Itcha, that's the other one, but the Shalom Beron is on, unfortunately, has already passed away, but the Rebbe is blessing him that he should return back to his health, and the Rebbe is encouraging to do whatever you can, prepare for Yitzchak Kislev, prepare for Hanukkah, and take it easy with the students. Make sure that you push what they can do and not more.